WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
If you work in university maintenance, Grainger considers you an MVP. Because your playbook ensures your arena is always ready for tip-off. And Grainger is your trusted partner, offering the products you need all in one place, from HVAC and plumbing supplies to lighting and more, and all delivered with plenty of time left on the clock, so your team always gets the win. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, visit Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get ready for another episode of the Life Strong Project.
It's more of a result of not being able to control the narrative. I wasn't able to control the narrative. I wasn't able to control the lawyers. I wasn't able to control my co-parenting. It was a failure of control. That's what that was.
What's good, everybody? What's good? Welcome back to the Life Strong Project. And of course, you know who I am. I'm your host, AC. And this is where excellence comes in all shades. This is our space for real conversations, breakthrough moments, and the kind of raw wisdom that changes lives. We're celebrating the voices our community needs to hear, bringing you stories that don't just inspire, they transform. Big shout out to the Alive Podcast Network. The Life Strong Project is now a member of the Alive Podcast Network. Big shout out to Angel Nicole Levis. She's the founder of the Alive Podcast Network. Appreciate her and her staff for creating this platform for amplifying these powerful conversations. All right. Whether you're grinding towards your dreams or just need to push to keep going, we've got you covered on the Alive Podcast Network. Go check us out. All right. So buckle up, because today's conversation is about to hit different. All right, so our guest on today, this brother has turned surviving divorce into an art form. All right, armed with some duct tape, sarcasm, and an impressive collection of WTF just happened moments. All right, he's about to change the way men have probably viewed me. I know. He's about to change how I view divorce, because I've gone through divorce. So I'm dying to hear this take on divorce, all right? But he's a surviving divorce member. He's a self-proclaimed on-the-job training expert in divorce. I like how you put that. He's been through it. On-the-job training, all right? He's been divorced longer than most people have gym memberships, but he's not just surviving, he's thriving and helping others to do the same. He hosts two podcasts himself, and I'm gonna let him talk to you guys about that. He's also got a couple of books out there, but without further ado, I'm just go ahead and kick this thing off, because I've got questions. Life Strong family, help me welcome Mr. David Marcus Webb. What's going on, brother?
Well, I appreciate the introduction. I hope I can convey some of my knowledge to the peeps out there. Divorce is a tough subject. Yes. And the Black community needs help with that. And I love your platform reaching out to the community.
I appreciate it, man. Appreciate what you're doing for Black men. Now, I'll be honest. I wish I knew you a while back. I wish I knew you a while back, bro, because, could have probably used some of your expertise.
I wish I knew myself a while back.
All right. So before we get into the nitty gritty, go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us about David Marcus Webb. And then after that, we'll get into this topic.
All right. Well, I'm David Webb. I hail from Colorado Springs, Colorado. And yes, there are black people in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I am a dentist. This is my 38th year. My superpower is to kill tooth decay. And my new superpower is to help people and men survive divorce. I've been podcasting since 2016. So back then, nobody knew what podcasting was. So I'm an OG dentist, and I'm an OG podcaster.
OG. Original.
Yeah, original.
Man, so, okay, so let's get into this topic. And it was something you said right before you went into your intro, something the black community needs. So I want to, of course, specifically talk about black men, of course, men in general, but black men, because of what you said, the necessity for men in our community, how it deals, because we have this this belief, I guess, this belief that goes down generation to generation. It's like we just pass it on to other men. You power through. You don't seek help. You power, because that's a sign of weakness. At least that's how I was taught.
Correct.
And I think we're making strides in the right direction of understanding that may not have been the best, you know, mode to deal with things. So talk about that, like, and your experience. Like, here you are, self-proclaimed on the job expert, meaning you've gone through divorce, and you're going through this thing, and tell us about, you know, your battles, things that you felt, and what this means for the black community.
So if you look at divorce, divorce is about 50%. So 50% of marriages fail. And in the black community, I would add another 5 to 10 percentage points on top of that. So marriage is inherently going to fail. And I hate to say that, but just one of those things. So when I started going through my divorce, my ex is the one that started it. And that's a blow to a man's ego. You know, we're not supposed to cry. We're not supposed to get hurt. You know, put some spit on it, put some Robitussin on it, and get up and get out there and keep playing the football game. So, yeah. So, you know, we are the hunter gatherers. So we have been taught and trained not to cry, not to show your feelings, and to just absorb it. And divorce is one of the hardest things to go through, close to death. But the difference between divorce and death is that death is, you know, you die and it's over. But that divorce thing keeps giving, man. It keeps giving and it keeps giving. So you're constantly reminding of that. So from the standpoint of me getting divorced, I was telling you earlier that I had anger issues and I had to combat that. And then I was able to go to a faith-based divorce recovery seminar. And once again, men don't go to therapy. Come on. Come on, boys. You therapy is not bad, but we're taught not to go to therapy, not to trust doctors. You know, we want to go back to Tuskegee. We don't go back that far. But, you know, but we have to start trusting ourselves and trusting the systems. You know, if you got to talk to somebody, talk to somebody. Don't think it's not as manly not to go through it all by yourself. And don't listen to the naysayers. Family sometimes is the worst. Our own folk are the worst. It's gonna be okay, baby. You'll be fine. You didn't need her anyway. But there's things that we need to hear. So my suggestion is to find a commonality, find a divorce group, and go through that. But it's a tough sell, AC. It's like I said, it's one of the toughest things that I went through. But then when I was able to table my anger and I finished my story here with you, is that after I saw that friend of mine at the Christmas party, I actually became a facilitator at the same divorce recovery seminar. So I was able to help others which you learn also. Mm-hmm. So with me helping others get over their problems with divorce, I was able to help myself even more. So then I said, hey, I'm going to start a podcast. And so 2016, I started the podcast and I never looked back.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
When you manage procurement for multiple facilities, every order matters. But when it's for a hospital system, they matter even more. Grainger gets it and knows there's no time for managing multiple suppliers and no room for shipping delays. That's why Grainger offers millions of products in fast, dependable delivery, so you can keep your facility stocked, safe, and running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You mentioned anger. Let's talk about that, because I remember my divorce, and I remember having all kind of emotion. I remember having emotion that I probably didn't know what exactly it was. I mean, you have the emotion that you understand, the sadness, the hurt, the pain, even the anger. I felt things that I clearly didn't know. Like, and so...
And some bad thoughts.
Yes. And I remember one of the feelings I felt was failure.
Yes.
And I remember that failure, me feeling like I failed at marriage. I think that transformed into a form of anger for me. You mentioned anger.
Mm-hmm.
Who were you angry at?
Everything, everybody, and myself. It's more of a result of not being able to control the narrative. I wasn't able to control the narrative. I wasn't able to control the lawyers. I wasn't able to control my co-parenting. It was a failure of control. That's what that was.
So the fact that you didn't have control, yep. That just threw your whole balance off.
Pissed me off.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember.
Yep.
Yeah. It was chaotic. I remember being, feeling like I was in the midst of constant chaos. Life just, you know, the whole thing just changed in the blink of an eye. So this book, interesting title. I'm gonna tell you why it's so interesting to me. I remember going through my divorce, and you know, they had us. We had to go through, both me and her had to go through this class, and basically during this class, they pretty much were telling us, "Hey, you have to," and basically in order to. It's okay to stay in a good spot with your ex. It's okay. And I remember one of them said, you have to remember that at one point there was something about her, or, you know, and likewise her, him, mm-hmm. There was something about your partner that you loved, that attracted you. Correct. And I was like, okay, that's one way of looking at it. That didn't help much, but that was one way of looking at it. Look, you know, thinking about it. Now, the title of this book. So basically they were saying, hey, they were trying to say, hey, you know, don't hate your ex. I was in the Army at the time. And I remember verbally saying, because I had gotten so frustrated, I said, I hate that woman. You know what they did?
What?
They sent me to immediately, don't pass, go, don't collect $200. Immediately go on down there and get you some anger management counseling. Immediately. Like, there's no questions asked. So 8 weeks of anger management counseling. So now the title of this book. Man, okay. So I'm going to let you tell it.
All right.
I don't want to steal your thunder. And I want you to tell us The title.
Wow, everything.
Man.
All right. AC's talking about my book. It's called It's Okay to Hate Your Ex.
It's okay.
Matter of fact. Dang, I had a copy. Anyway, it's okay to hate your ex. So it's from the standpoint is, okay, the hate is natural, but don't stay in that space. Mm. Don't camp in that space. Don't live in that space. But the hate is natural. You know, they talk about the seven stages of grief that you go through. And I think hate's one of them. So my book, It's Okay to Hate Your Ex, it talks about, and I don't bash her. I don't bash her in the book. Matter of fact, I see a copy, AC. I do not bash her, but I talk about the hate and the disdain that you have for this woman or man, but you use that for good. You flip the script. You take that energy because hate has a lot of energy, man. You can do some hiking. You can do some biking. You can play some pickleball. You can do anything with that hate, but you switch that hate into a positive. And every time it comes up, you just flip that script. And it's a learning experience. It doesn't happen right away. You just can't transfer hate to good, but you gotta go through it. It's almost like you gotta do the reps. You know, you don't become a big man all of a sudden. You gotta do the reps.
Right.
And that book was cathartic, and the title was a shocker. And I like the title, man.
I love the title, but when I gotta admit, when I saw it, I was like. It is? I was like, it is?
Not just your ex, but, you know, friends, family. No, everybody gets on. Don't just put it on your ex. You know, it's okay to hate your family. It's okay to hate your friends. You know, hate, I think hate is a good reservoir, but the reservoir needs to be drained. You can't have the reservoir forever. There you go. Mm. It's almost like a battery that has to be drained.
Hold on. I got you. giving that quiet applause. There you go. Yes.
Two cents. Right.
You said. you said you've been divorced longer than most people have gym memberships now.
Oh, yeah.
Some people don't, you know, some people don't. They have gym memberships, but they don't last long. Yeah. But I'm assuming you mean people that really work out. Yeah. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, okay. Yeah. So you've been divorced for a while. So what's been the biggest surprise about the life post-divorce?
Post-divorce, divorce recovery, there was a couple things. You know, you talked about going back and telling yourself, hey, you should have done this. Looking back as an armchair quarterback, going back and looking at those things, the one thing I did, I dated too soon.
I feel that. Yes. Immediately went into a relationship. Yeah. Not good.
And it's always somebody familiar. I mean, like, you got a carbon copy of what you just left. Yeah. And I don't know why that is. I think it's a universe. But I dated too soon. I needed to work on myself, but man, I had a blast. That's all I'm gonna say. I did it all wrong, but damn. Anyway, so so fellas, don't go out there right away and get after it. But and you know, when I was doing the helping others through their divorce recovery. Every class I took helped me more. You know, it's kind of the teachers learn from the students. And I learned more and more and more about myself. And then I was able to apply that to the book, to the podcast and things like that. So, you know, it ain't a moneymaker, but man, I have so much. I get a joy out of helping others, even if it's a little bit. You know, if I spend all this time and money and all this stuff, and I can help one person, then it was worth it.
Man, that's awesome. Kudos. We commend you for doing that, because it's a necessity. Because look, let me put this disclaimer out. this is to my wife. This was long before you, babe.
There you go.
But we've had those discussions. So yeah. It's when you said you had a blast, I had no business.
Yeah.
Even I really should have taken some time, but no, I went right out there. For me, I developed this sense of, okay, fine. If that's how it's going to be, I'm going to get them before they get me. That was my mantra. I did some things that now, afterwards, I'm like, man, I can't believe I did that. That's not even who I am. But at the time, that's literally who I was.
I can't believe you. You're all by yourself, buddy.
We're saying that's all on you.
Man. Oh, yeah.
I remember going through that, and it lasted a few years. And and now looking back, I'm like, man, why? What was going on? And I think I was one of those that believed that seeking help was not on the table for me. That's not an option. Because not only, was I taught that growing up, I was also raised in the church. And so not only did I get counseling, that's something we do. I was also taught, you can just give it to God. It'll be okay. Well, probably, but I probably need to talk to somebody in the midst of giving. I need to, and so that's where I was, and I didn't address those things.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
When you manage procurement for multiple facilities, every order matters. But when it's for a hospital system, they matter even more. Grainger gets it and knows there's no time for managing multiple suppliers and no room for shipping delays. That's why Grainger offers millions of products in fast, dependable delivery, so you can keep your facility stocked, safe, and running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's interesting, though. So here you are. And maybe I misunderstood. So here you are. You get divorced, right? You go to this meetup group or?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you decide to start helping people, right? Now, was there a overlap between you having fun and you helping people? Was there overlap, or was that after that?
That is a very good question. I think there was some overlap. Matter of fact, one of the head guys over the divorce recovery took me aside one day, and he said, David, you can't date any of the participants. I said, yeah, I know. So, yeah, I had a reputation, but I didn't poop and eat the same place.
Okay. All right. All right.
That's a good question. That was a very good question. Yeah. Yeah. And I had lots of opportunity. People are hurting, they do stuff, but I kept it PC and I kept it real. And I just want to help people. Now everything else was on the table, everything else on the table. Yeah. But once I got out of that, and I worked on myself, and actually I got remarried 2.5 years ago.
Okay, congratulations.
And I found a wonderful woman, and we met dancing, because I got that groove. And
I heard what you were playing when you came on. Now hold on. Y'all, of course y'all again. Look, he came on here with some Frankie Beverly and Maze, and you know what time it was. I was like, better than that. Now come on,
we let go. Oh yeah, that's right. But I tell people every woman or man you date or meet is a stepping stone to the right one. And sometimes you sprain your ankle on the stepping stone. Sometimes you scuff your ankle or you stub a toe, but you got to keep moving. And as long as you keep going forward, and you got to realize you're going to have good days and bad days. But, you know, it's almost like two steps forward, maybe one step back. Three steps forward, half a step back. And time does heal a lot of wounds. That was the one thing for me. Time really helped me a lot.
So you were you in Colorado at this yeah. point during all this?
Whole time, yeah.
Okay, so the reason I'm asking is because you mentioned that you dodged your ex like a ninja in Dad Jeans. Do you still dodge her? Not saying that you're overly looking forward, you know, looking for her, but
not really. So we co-parented. We had three kids in high school. Now they're 32, 31, 29. Mm-hmm. And I don't see her very often, but she's in town. You know, I commend people who can, I know people that go on vacation with their exes and stuff. I mean, crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. And I commend those people, but I'm not one of those people. Our lives are separate.
Right.
You know, two parallel lines that don't meet.
But is that okay? Yeah. Let me ask you this, because you said you mentioned you know people that are yeah. completely opposite side of the spectrum. I remember going through my divorce and thinking I'm supposed to. I literally, this is how I felt, or I thought. I literally thought it was par for the course to hate her, simply because we were getting divorced. Because that's all mm-hmm. I saw. People get divorced, they hate each other. I hate her. I hate him. I remember going the church I went to. I remember married people still going to the same church. I hate her. I hate him. Like, golly, this is crazy. Why don't one of y'all just leave? Like, what is going on? So me growing up, because of what I witnessed, I immediately didn't give it a chance.
Yeah.
Now, the funny part is now, with a lot of, like you said, time heals all wounds, and also a lot of maturity,
yeah,
and a lot of therapy, we now have a, and my daughter is grown. She's grown, mm-hmm. You know, and we have a good relationship. But back then,
I am so happy for you, AC.
I'm happy for you, but that ain't gonna happen here.
I am so happy for you, AC. That is awesome.
Oh my! So you mentioned she filed for divorce, right?
Yeah, twice.
Twice.
Okay. Twice. Yeah. Okay. So what happened was she filed. I convinced her to unfile, and then about a year later she filed again. So yeah, yeah.
A lot of I. And don't want to get into the particulars, but I'm sure there was a lot of feelings in there. Did you ever feel the need that, of course, your book says you probably hated her, because it's okay to hate her. But mm-hmm. Was there ever a moment where you forgave or said, I understand, or said, hey, you know what? All right, you know. Yeah, you filed, and I was angry. I was upset. I was pissed, but we're good. I'm good. I've healed from it.
That is a good question, AC. I'm gonna give you an answer.
Oh boy.
So I was at On the Border restaurant with some friends, and you know, like I told you, all my friends are divorced. So like it's like a divorce club, and I've been divorced about 2 years, and this feeling came over me. I was like, man, I forgive her. Just all of a sudden, bam. So I'm sitting there drinking my margarita, and I said, man, I forgive her. So I got on my phone, I text her. I said, hey, I forgive you. No need for a text back. Man, she blew up my phone for a month. Why? What do you mean? I just let it go. Because people don't realize that forgiveness is for you.
You, right.
Yeah. But I did do that at On the Border, man. I was hanging out having a margarita. I said, you know, it's time. And that was a big I mean, like a let go from me. And since then, you know, I've been able to move on with my life and, you know, with a new wife and friends and everything. But it's a gut check, man. You know, you were saying about failure. Men don't want to fail. That's not in our DNA. Yeah. And yeah. That is huge failure. And I talk about all the selves. There's like self cousins. There's self-respect, self-compassion, self-care, self-realization. All those selves take a hit. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just shoot all the selves in the foot, and then you got to get that stuff back.
Man, okay, all right, hey. You also have another book, right?
I got a couple.
Have another book. So the titles, I'm gonna tell you, you must like go to one of those dark retreats and darkness retreats and think about these titles, because so this one, Every Day is Christmas.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
When you manage procurement for multiple facilities, every order matters. But when it's for a hospital system, they matter even more. Grainger gets it and knows there's no time for managing multiple suppliers and no room for shipping delays. That's why Grainger offers millions of products in fast, dependable delivery, so you can keep your facility stocked, safe, and running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite book.
Every Day is Christmas.
Yeah.
And after everything you just told us, I'm like, okay, how does someone get to the dark area that many black men go into during the divorce? All of a sudden they find their way to Christmas.
Yep.
Like you know, snowmen and Christmas trees and gingerbread houses. And I'm like, wait a minute, man. We were just in the dark, you know, the dark place, the sunken place. You know, we had the whole, you know, sunken place. We had, you know, we were there. I mean, that's a bold statement for someone coming out of a divorce.
Yeah.
That every day is Christmas. So how did you get from you know, the whole duct tape and sarcasm to finding Christmas, not one day, every day.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So that stems from, number one, it takes time. Mm-hmm. And number two, that relates to almost everyday life for me, that I'm fortunate to wake up and say, hey, another Christmas day. So it's almost like that movie with, the guy woke up and had the same day every day until he fell in love. Bill Murray. Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day, yeah.
So for me, and let me backtrack. So 2 years ago, I was with a friend of mine who was also from divorce recovery, and we're hanging out, having breakfast, and I don't feel good. And I muddle through breakfast, and I drive home, and I tell Valerie, I say, hey, sweetheart, I don't feel good. I'm going to take a nap. She goes, no, what's wrong? I said, you know, I can't get my thoughts. I'm having brain fog. So she makes me go to the hospital because I'm having a stroke.
Oh.
So she gets me there within the hour. They give me the megadose aspirin. I have 100% recovery from that standpoint of what it could have been, because the men are dumb and I was going to take a nap. Thank God that she was there, and you're able to see the next day. So something like that will send you a wake up. So my job is to convey that to other men and people, women, men, and say, hey, you don't have to wait to have a stroke in order to realize every day is Christmas, because wow. You wake up and we realize, I think we get numb to it, that we wake up, okay, another day, boom, another day. But mm-hmm. Man, you get to wake up, and no 2 days are the same.
Mm. Wow. Don't take the next day for granted, because you never know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So, and you mentioned that you had a blast. Let's talk about the dating scene. Talk about the dating scene after divorce. You mentioned you had a blast.
So I am a huge proponent of 5 love languages. You know about those?
I've heard of them, but educate us.
Yeah. So the 5 love languages, either you accept or give love in 1 of 5 ways. Mm-hmm. You give or accept gifts. You give or accept physical touch. You give or accept words of affirmation. You give or accept physical touch, words of affirmation, quality time. Mm-hmm. Or you give or accept...
gifts.
You give or accept people do things for you. Right, acts of service. Right. Acts of service. So I'm an acts of service guy. So most of the women I met were acts of service women. So if I would go to their house and, you know, fix their swamp cooler or, you know, get their yard looking good, that was love for them. And so me growing up was to help people and, you know, we're just hanging out, you know, we're not supposed to break the rules. You know, we just hanging out, you know, I just got divorced. We are just hanging out. And invariably, you know, somebody always breaks the rules. Somebody always catch that feeling, poof, catch that feeling, man. So from that standpoint, I would last maybe a year and a half, maybe 2 years. And I just jump around like a bunny. But I left, you know, nice yards and swamp coolers, fixed swamp coolers, you know, fix a car here and there. So I did my duty. So it wasn't all take. I gave.
Right.
Yeah. But I want to tell people out there, don't jump in the fracas too soon. You know, work on yourself. Go get some help. Figure it out. Talk to a friend. You know, the ladies will always be there because there's a lot of ladies out there. That, I mean, it's like a smorgasbord. Yeah. That's all I got to say about that, fellas.
Oh, my gosh. Not the smorgasbord.
The smorgasbord.
Ooh, okay. So, man, I've got to catch my thoughts here. you cover male health and lifestyle, right? So,
mm-hmm.
And you've mentioned a couple of times, you know, hey, earlier you said turn that anger into something else. Start, you know, hiking, start working out, is that where that sprouted from? Like, did you find that during your divorce and say, turn this anger into...
I'm an avid, when the weather permits, I like pickleball, I like riding bikes, road and mountain bike, and I like hiking. So those 4 things really took my time. And man, I wore some rubber out on some bikes. I wore some rubber out. And it was fun. And so when I get frustrated, I get on that bike and I'm not to be facetious, but I did name my bike Bitch. So I get on the bitch and I would ride that bitch. Not to be crude or anything, but
oh man.
Name. Got it.
Okay. So you looking back, would you change anything about, you know, the divorce, your experience? You know, and you did, you know, say something about it earlier. You said that, you know, you said something like, you know, everybody that you meet or you date or whatever, mm-hmm. gets you to the right one. But before that, you know, during that process, is there anything that you do differently? Are you the one saying, nah, you know what? I had to go through everything I went through to be Boom.
It's a little bit of that. I had to go through everything that I went through to get there, but there's one thing I would change. One of my survival tactics, it was at work, it was sometimes with my kids, and it was sometimes with friends. I would come from the standpoint that everybody was stupid until proven otherwise. And that's a rough place to be. I mean that's rough. And that was one of the things that got me through some of the hard times.
Well, okay, why is that harsh? Maybe
harsh, but harsh. Is it rough? Yeah, harsh on the other person, not on.
Yeah, me. Okay, yeah, there you go.
Not on me. Oh heck no! You know you're an idiot, so it's okay. it's totally cool. You know you're an idiot, but I shouldn't come at you like that. I should have an open mind and an open book. And accept you as you come. But I was off the cuff. I said, man, you're an idiot. Until they proven otherwise. But it was a way to protect my heart and my time and everything else. Now, we haven't talked about co-parenting. Co-parenting for me was really big. And since we didn't get along, we kind of co-parented separately, which I didn't really enjoy, but we didn't get along, and I had to accept that. So the one thing that got me through co-parenting, I had to love my kids more than I hated my ex.
Man. Man. Woo.
That's my mantra, baby. That got me through a lot of stuff because she would text me stuff. You know, now they got those apps, you know, they record stuff, give it to the judge. But back then, they didn't have that stuff. You know, the divorce app, this, that, and the other. So she'd be like, da na da na 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 na. What do you think about that? I say, K.
Not the one letter answer.
K. Sometimes it was a capital K. Sometimes it was a small K. K. And just let it go. Yeah. But everything I talk about is a learned experience. You can't go like that right off the bat. You got to pay your dues. You got to go through the hard times and the good times. But once you get to this point, it ain't nothing but butter, baby.
Oh, no.
Just butter. Butter popcorn at AMC Theater. That's all. You didn't realize this is going to be so much fun, did you?
I'm curious. Your kids are all grown now, right?
Yep.
They're all grown. Have any of them or all of them ever said, man, Dad, you know, when you and Mom were going through y'all thing, it was really stressful or awkward or it was crazy. Y'all, man, I mean, did they ever try to play peacemaker? Did they ever try to, you know, how did that work?
You know, they never really have, because what happened was when we started the co-parenting, they were in high school. I set the stage where I didn't have no nonsense. I hate foolishness and nonsense. So I laid the stage. I said, hey, mommy's house is mommy's house. Daddy's house is daddy's house. So they had two separate worlds, and we've kept that two separate worlds. So we've never actually had that conversation. That was a good question. We've never had a conversation, and I don't think we ever will, because they know I'd be like, you know, my head might turn around and spew some green pea soup, and they'd be like, damn, Daddy, I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Hey, so if someone's listening right now, and they're in the thick of, and you know what, I want to preface this question by saying, not just divorce, but there are breakups, you know, couples have been together for, you know, sure, years, and it feels like a divorce. This show is for you guys as well. But if they're going through that, they're going through a divorce, if they're going through a major breakup, what's one or some of the things they can do today to start, building themselves, their new life without going through what you went through.
Well, I went through some of my stuff, but I would say right at the beginning, just realize what you're feeling is normal. and millions of people have gone through it. You're not by yourself. You think you're by yourself. You think you're the only one going through it. Reach out to other divorced people if you can. Go to therapy. I mean, do the work. Yeah. Just don't sit at home alone and wallow and think things are going to be good. You know, things might be good. Maybe sit at home and wallow, but if you get somebody to help you out or you read a book, it's okay to hit your ex, or do something like that just to move along, or listen to a podcast. Listen to our podcast. We talk about divorce recovery every week. Divorce Over Podcast has 250 episodes, and Dumpy Scab Podcast has 135. So there's something in there that's going to help you. Just reach out. So
perfect segue. So to those that would like to reach out to David Webb or listen to the podcast, or where can I find the book? Where is he at on social media? Mm-hmm. Can you tell the listeners how they can find you and your content?
Well, we have the two podcasts, Don't Pit the Sky Podcast, www.don'tpitthesskypodcast.com. And then there's a Divorce Devil Podcast. It's everybody, www.divorcedevil.net. And you can find us there. You can find me on YouTube. Just Google Divorce Devil or Don't Pit the Scam Podcast. And there's some email on there. Just reach out to me and I'll return email sometime same day. So we look forward to hearing from you.
Awesome. Awesome. So if you guys ever want, you know, if you're going through something on those lines of divorce, a major breakup, and, you know, you just want to, you know, get, you know, find some service or talk to someone that has gone through it. OJT, that's what he said. OJ on the job training. This is the man you one of them that you should reach out to and just learn from. Divorce, it happens. Not for everybody, but it can happen. And if it happens, don't listen to, like you said earlier, don't listen to family. And some of your friends do. I mean, it's, you know, you need to get some help. It's not for the weak. Divorce is definitely not for the weak. And it has crippled even the strong. So David Webb, man, we appreciate you, man. Y'all go out there, y'all support him. Listen to the podcast, buy the books. The title of those books, they ain't hard to find.
Not hard to find at all.
Y'all support them. What, Amazon? Can they find out Amazon?
Where Amazon, else? Yep. And the website. Yep.
Amazon and the website. Go out there, support, buy them up, read up, learn about this stuff. If you know somebody who's been going through divorce, man, hey, help them out. Point them to this brother and his platforms. All right. You can find, you know, his podcast wherever you listen, of course. I'm sure. Check out his books. Dave, thanks for, or David, I'm sorry. I shouldn't call you Dave. But David, thanks for showing us how to turn heartbreak into humor and chaos into celebration.
Oh, definitely. Right? And thank you for what you do for the community. You know, not too many brothers out there doing what you do, getting all us together and conveying our talents and expressions to people else out there. So,
and I appreciate
you too.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. That means that means a lot, because, you know, there are times where you think you're just, you know,
and a bite. You're getting on my nerves.
Oh man. Oh, listen, y'all.
We're gonna do this. Hey. This was so much fun.
It was, man. Yeah, we'll do this again. We'll do this again, y'all. Yeah. We'll run it back, all right? Listener, if this conversation resonated with you, please like, subscribe, and share the Lifestrong Project with someone who needs to hear it. Your support helps us reach more people who are already to build resilient, meaningful lives. Again, It's because of you guys, we're now on the Alive Podcast Network. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for your support. Again, on behalf of David M. Webb and the Life Strong Project, this is the Life Strong Project. Until next time, remember, your life is fleeting. Cherish it. Your life is ever-changing. You got to adapt to it. And most of all, your life is yours. Only you can live it. That's a wrap for today, people. We appreciate y'all. Peace.
Love you.
Thanks for listening to the Life Strong Project.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.